Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jemiah. I'm the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you today? Customer, are you there? Customer, are you there?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. How may I assist you today?
I may have gotten billed for products that I didn't receive and actually didn't get disclosed that I would be getting monthly billings on. So I canceled, made sure it got canceled today, but I need to get reimbursed for the products I didn't receive and didn't want.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay. A few moments, please. Thank you. Lord. Okay, I'm having a few system difficulties. I'm going to place you on a brief hold to get it resolved, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you for holding. I have resolved the issue. Okay, so Laura Siders, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do that. I'm gonna do that too, do that later. Okay, so I see the Apricot Lake products were originally purchased. Well, just the Apricot Lake skincare product was on the 16th of October. Did you make that purchase?
For the trial, yeah.
Okay.
But it was, there was no disclosure about monthly billing for $94, and I didn't get any product after that.
Okay, so the information regarding the 14-day trial period, it was in the terms and conditions on the page where you would have submitted the order.
I read through it all, and there wasn't anything about monthly billings.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Ma'am, yeah, I do assure you that they do place their terms and conditions on every promotional page, website, all of that. That does explain that they do allow you to purchase a 14-day trial period with the product. And then if you do not call in and cancel that, then they will start that monthly subscription with the product that you did select.
Well, unfortunately, it didn't come up for anything that I could read because I read through everything. So I should at least get the most recent billing back because that was not disclosed that it would be a monthly billing, and I haven't gotten any other product. So why am I being billed for that trial with the normal price of whatever you charge for?
Okay, so you haven't received, well, the last charge for the product. Okay, so at this point, you should have received four different shipments, and you haven't received none of the other three except the first one.
The first trial, and that was it. So I should at least be able to get back the last two at least because I haven't gotten anything else. And it wasn't disclosed.
Okay, so I do apologize if that information went unnoticed to you, but it was disclosed when you did place the order. We wouldn't be able to do a full reversal on the charges because they are seen as valid due to those terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. Now, regarding the most recent charge, I will, as a courtesy, offer you a 50% refund on that, but we wouldn't be able to reverse it in full.
That's not really that acceptable because if you're billing me for something I didn't receive, that's fraud.
Okay, well, we have USPS tracking numbers that do show when the products were delivered to you.
Well, I didn't get them, so.
Okay, so regarding that issue, you would need to contact USPS about that, but they have shown that they have delivered every shipment that was sent out to you. Each has its own tracking number.
How many do you have that were shipped? Because I got nothing for this newest billing, and I watch my mail very carefully because I'm in a new place. So you at least need to do the last one in full. Because I got nothing.
Okay. So the last one was taken out on the 29th of January. So that one is for a shipment that is on its way. That one wouldn't have been delivered yet. But other than that one, you should have received about three other shipments.
No, you didn't get them. So I should at least have one of them reimbursed in full.
Okay, ma'am. As I stated, I'm not able to reverse any of these charges in full. They are all seen as valid. I'll offer to raise the partial to 70%
on the last one. Because you did just offer me the 50%, and you need to stick to the things that you say, and your disclosures are crap because I didn't see anything that said I'd be billed $94 for stuff I didn't receive.
Okay, one moment while I do the refund. Okay, so you'll see this 50% refund back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. The representative did already cancel out the account, or you issued the cancellation number.
Yeah, I did get one listed as CA7D9283224.
Okay, so that does confirm that the account is canceled and you will not receive any further charges or products from the company. You'll also receive a refund confirmation email to lauraasiders@gmail.com.
Okay. But I'm just letting you know right now, you need to put better terms and conditions on things because that did not come up for me to read. And if you're going to sell stuff through Facebook like that, you might get reported as fraudulent.
Okay. Well, we will definitely take that into account. Let me see. I'll place it. Okay. Okay, so we're gonna put that in the see. Okay, just want to make sure the refund went through before the call ended. We will, of course, take what the customer says into account and review over that. But this account is closed out for you, so you will not receive any further charges or products from us, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy the rest of your day.